Well, after last night, it was certainly good to for the final result to be what it was. I think we can all see from the film that there's still, you know, a lot of things that we can work on and do better. And some things turned out well that, you know, maybe weren't quite as great as they look. So we'll try to take care of that and then move on to Chicago. Chicago's been very impressive. They really do everything pretty well, offensively, defensively, special teams. You know, they have a great returner, Robbie Gould, terrific kicker. You know, defensively, they really do a good job on third down, haven't allowed many points, have a lot of negative plays in the running game, cause a lot of fumbles. You know, they definitely thrive on turnovers. And I think offensively, Cutler's, I think he's playing as well as I've seen him play. He's done a great job with Coach Martz's offense, and he's, you know, really carrying a lot of the offense on his shoulders, along with, you know, their receivers and certainly Forte and Taylor do a good job in the backfield. But Olsen and all the receivers, Bennett, Knox, Hester, it's a good group, really good quarterback. Cutler's made a lot of plays running as well as throwing, so he's very dangerous in and out of the pocket, throwing or running. So I think the Bears' record really speaks for itself. 9-3, and we've got to go out there. So we know this will be a big challenge for us on a short week. Get ready for a team that we really don't know very well, that has a lot of good players and is well coached, very fundamentally sound, and you know, really does a good job in every phase of the game. So today's going to be a big day for us. Try to get things organized for the players to come in here tomorrow, and then turn the corner very quickly and get on to Chicago.
Bill, how much have you guys, if any, looked at Chicago before today? Like, did you do any prep work previous week?
Well, we always do that. We have certain coaches on our staff that are responsible to break down the film on, like, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of a normal week. And then by Friday and Saturday, most all the coaches get that breakdowns and start to do some preliminary work on the scouting report and things like that. But in this particular case, similar to the Indianapolis-Detroit situation, you know, we really have to kind of get a little bit of a jump on it and start doing some little more game planning and finishing up the scouting report prior to the game we're actually playing, the Monday night game or the Sunday game in the case of Indianapolis a couple weeks ago. So, yeah, we've tried to get a jump start on them. We're still playing catch up because our you know, so much of our focus is on the Jet game, but we're, you know, got a little bit of a jump start and trying to just scramble and do the best we can now.
Bill, how do you think you guys did as far as disguising for Mark Sanchez? It certainly seemed like you kind of got him a little bit confused last night.
Oh, I don't know. I think that's a question you'd have to ask him. I'm not sure what how he felt about that. I mean, we always try to not make it obvious to the offense what we're doing, but I don't know if you ever really know how successful you really are on that. You know, you try to do a good job, but there may be a key or there may be something that they're picking up that we don't totally have that, you know, totally match up things and try to make them look alike and do different, have different options off it. So we're trying to do it. I'm not sure, not really sure exactly how successful that is or isn't. I think you really have to ask the guy on the other side of the ball. They're the ones that are seeing it.
Bill, Michael Vega from Boston Globe, just wanted to ask you a little bit about one moment in the game. It seemed where, you know, on the scoreboard, it seemed it was well in hand, but you gathered your team around you and you tried to convey a message to them. Can you share what was it, the gist of that message you tried to convey to them at that point?
We just talked about playing full 60 minutes.
Did you feel that they succeeded in doing that?
Well, I mean, you know, the final score was good. There were some things we could have done better at the end of the game. Yeah. We had a chance to run the clock out and really weren't able to do it. They drove down, and fortunately we were able to stop them in the right area. But there were some good things. There were some other things that we could have improved on.
Apart from the final score, Bill, what did you find to be most satisfying about that win last night?
Well, the final score is the only thing that matters. So I think the final score reflected that it was our best or most complete game of the year, closest to playing 60 minutes, so that was good. Took good care of the ball, you know, won the turnover differential, weren't penalized, you know, didn't have an inordinate number of bad plays. We had a few that definitely could have been better, but when you get the turnover, when you have the advantage on turnovers and field position and penalties, you know, that's a good start.
Bill, the diversity of the offense really over the last 5 or 6 weeks and the play calling seemed to be really timely. Is Bill O'Brien having a lot of success right now with this group of players and the system as it is?
I really don't think our system's changed very much. So I think it really comes down to the execution of the plays. Players doing a great job of blocking, throwing, catching, running, route running, getting open, breaking tackles, finishing blocks, avoiding penalties and negative plays, staying out of long yardage situations. In the end, that's, you know, all those things are important, and take the 11 guys out there on the field that execute in the play to do it. I don't think there's any big magic with every play. It still has to be blocked and thrown and caught, and routes have to be run to get away from defenders and run after catch. You know, we added a lot of yards last night to the plays that where we gained yards after we had the ball in our hands. So that's, you know, that's a great credit to the players that are making those yards. I don't think that's, you know, play calling necessarily as much as it is good running and some good downfield blocking. Second effort, there was a number of plays where we had the ball in the secondary and then we got blocks from other players hustling over to help spring the receiver for more yards after the catch. That's, you know, great effort by the guys blocking downfield and good running by the guys with the ball in their hands.
Bill, last night before the game, it was reported that the Broncos had fired Josh McDaniels. What was your reaction to it? And B, when did you find out? And have you tried to maybe reach out to him?
We keep any conversations between Josh and myself between us. But, yeah, of course, I was disappointed to see that for Josh. Unfortunately, I know what that feels like. But I'm disappointed for him and his family. But at the same time, that's what the third one of those we've seen this year. So certainly not uncommon. It's kind of the way it is in the NFL these days. You know, things can turn around in a hurry. Minnesota, one year they're playing in the NFC Championship. You know, halfway through the next year they got a new coach. So you see a lot of that in the National Football League these days. And you know, I'm not sure that I fully support all that, but those aren't my decisions. So I don't know.
Seems like there's a lot of unreasonable expectations placed on a new coach who's coming into a system and having to deal with what he had to deal with.
Yeah, we have to ask them about that. I don't know. Right now, I'm just trying to get our team ready to play the Bears. That's a pretty big job. They're 9-3. We got to go into Chicago. They're a real good football team. That's plenty for me and our team to think about this week.
Bill, when you have a score like you guys have, that's so kind of out of hand. I'm just wondering, late in the game, do you worry about, or have you ever thought about during a game how that's going to look with the, you know, blowout, and you know, then it's like maybe, you know, we face questions about how long the starters are going to be, and have you ever thought about that kind of during a game?
No, I think about trying to win the game. I think about a team like the Jets that's, you know, come back several times this year when it looked like they were out of the game and came back to tie it or win it in overtime. And I don't think that, you know, any game's really won until you're absolutely certain that the number of possessions the team has is fewer than the amount of scores that they need. So when you see those leads diminish in the fourth quarter, which unfortunately we've seen a few times, so has everybody else, then it's So, you know, then you look at it a little bit differently. When they don't diminish, then, you know, then you guys all want to talk about what the final score was. But that's not the final score. The game's still going on. They still have a number of possessions left in the game. Turnovers, a lot of things like that can happen. You play to win.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
All right. Thanks.